not a great weekend for you if you are a Man United fan. And I suppose if you support Lewis Hamilton or the Proteas or India, really. Couture Lo, EWN sports reporter, joining us now to chat about what happened this weekend. Couture, you don't support Man U, do you?
No, I'm very lucky to not be their supporter today.
I was giving Tolokelia a hard time earlier, shame.
Oh, shame.
but it's a tough time to be a Man United fan after what we saw happening at the weekend.
Yeah, really, really tough. And with reason, Manchester United fans can be a bit depressed. It's 5-0 thrashing by Liverpool is not something a good happened to a good team. So at this moment, but hopefully they can sort that out soon. Not sure exactly sure how. Is it Ole out? Is that the answer? Not exactly sure there. But Mo Salah scored a hat trick at Old Trafford from Liverpool side. Absolutely phenomenal stuff. Chelsea are still sitting atop the table with 22 points after their 7-0 demolishing of Norwich City earlier this weekend. They won ahead of Liverpool, and then they were also wins for West Ham, Leicester City, and Man City this weekend, as well as Arsenal.
And then the T20 World Cup underway at the moment. Unfortunately, we lost to Australia, but the Pakistan victory over India was just really dominant.
It was absolutely beautiful. That's what sports is exactly about. Pakistan beating heavyweight India. No one would have predicted that by 10 wickets. It really was a thrashing. But also great to see right afterwards, Virat Kohli, captain of India, going across to the Pakistan batsman to, you know, wish them happy, like, well done and smiling and all of that. So that was quite a spirit of cricket was is alive and well in the UAE in the T20 World Cup. The Proteas are back in action tomorrow. So hopefully there we can have a bit of a more positive game against the West Indies. And later today, we've got Afghanistan against Scotland.
And any news from inside the Proteas camp about the feeling around how we did against Australia and whether we're still optimistic in this World Cup?
Look, they're saying they're very happy with their fight. They, even though they were on the back foot, they wanted to make sure they go out with a fight, and that's what they feel they did. Obviously, I think from a fan's perspective, we are all quite frustrated because it's another World Cup and it's another thing. We don't want to praise fighting. We want to see results and we want to see a win.
Absolutely, yeah. And then, of course, the American Grand Prix in the F1 yesterday, we really are watching a classic battle between Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton here. You know, this season really is as tight as it can get.
I cannot wait to see the next season of Drive to Survive with this rivalry going on. Max Verstappen winning the US Grand Prix just ahead of Lewis Hamilton. But this means he is increasing world championship lead to 12 points with 5 races to go. So it's on for the rest of the season, and I'm very excited to see what happens between Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen. On the constructors' title, Mercedes are still in the lead, though, and Red Bull are second. So that is also another race I'm looking forward to.
If only Max agreed to participate in Drive to Survive, it would be so revealing, wouldn't it?
Well, Couture, yes. Yeah, I don't know why he's being a chop now. Come on, Max.
Well, Couture, thank you so much. Couture Lo, EWN sports reporter, having a look at what happened this weekend. Lots of sport on the go.